Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
With the news about Tessa Blanchard blowing up today, I felt the need for an emergency podcast. As I record this, it's Saturday night, and Impact is scheduled to have a live pay-per-view on Sunday night. Its main event is Tessa Blanchard challenging Sami Callihan for the Impact World Championship. I've been super high on Tessa Blanchard, the performer, for a while. I've had a few good interactions with her historically. It can't be overstated how historic Sunday night could have been for Tessa Blanchard. And by the way, it might still be. Tessa Blanchard was scheduled to do media today, and full disclosure, that included me. I got flooded with messages from people in the wrestling world sharing stories about Tessa Blanchard. Here's what I know, and here's what I tend to believe. But let's start at the beginning of this whole Tessa Blanchard situation. At 11:47 Eastern Standard Time, AM, Tessa Blanchard tweeted the following. Quote, "Hey women, try supporting one another. Cool things happen," unquote. And cool things did happen, as one person in the wrestling world told me. Quote, "At least she was right. Women are supporting each other and cool things are happening. She's just not included because she's a hypocrite," unquote. Chelsea Green chimed in and quote tweeted Tessa Blanchard, "You've constantly put down, bullied, and belittled countless female coworkers, including me. Is that support?" Allison Kay quote tweeted Tessa, "Remember when you spat in a black woman's face and called her the N-word in Japan? Was that you supporting women?" The audacity of this tweet. La Black Rose was the wrestler who suffered this awful, disgusting racism from Tessa Blanchard, and she confirmed this incident on her Twitter account. After those tweets, I had somebody who I trust greatly in the wrestling business reach out to me and share this story with me. Tessa bullied Isa Dawn so bad in Japan, the girl stole money from others for a flight home. None of the girls she stole from really blamed her because they all knew what had happened. Shortly after that story was shared with me, Dawn quote tweeted Blanchard's tweet, quote, "As someone who experienced your bullying firsthand, received regular verbal abuse, was spat on, had rumors spread about me, dealt with multiple attempts by you to blacklist me from other companies, in parentheses, plus more, I just pray you now follow your own advice." Tara Calloway subtweeted all of this. Quote, "That time someone got into a legit fight in a battle royal, came to the locker room after and told every single female that they were trash. They got into another legit fight in the locker room because that was fun," unquote. This match referenced can be found on YouTube. If you search for Free Match Revolutionary Rumble, it's right there. Go to the 840 mark and Deonna slaps Tessa in the face because Tessa Blanchard won't stop shooting on her. I watched leading up to that moment, and Tessa seemed to not like how Deonna sold for her, which led to the in-ring tussle, which then led to the locker room fight that Tara mentions in her tweet, which was broken up, and Tessa was removed from the building. The person who shared that story with me said, quote, "Tessa knew she was losing, so she was probably just a bitch the whole battle royal. So unprofessional," unquote. As of last Saturday, Tessa was scheduled to win the Impact World Championship. Why do I know this and feel strongly stating this as fact? She wrestled Nick Gage at ICW last week, and I was told that she told the promoter that she couldn't lose, which Impact usually only won't let their champions lose. So now Impact Wrestling is in a bit of a pickle. Do they ignore Saturday's social media and Tessa's history and complete the story of Tessa Blanchard overcoming the odds and becoming the history-making first female to hold a men's world championship on a big stage? Or does Impact beat Tessa Blanchard clean in the middle of the ring and send her away for a while? Impact does employ Michael Egan, who if you Google him, you'll find he has some issues in his past. He's in a match with Eddie Edwards for the Impact Call Your Shot trophy. I floated an idea out to a few people of Eddie Edwards retaining his essentially money in the bank and cashing in on Tessa if she were to win the world championship. That way, Impact gets the moment they want, and Eddie Edwards can be the one who saves Impact from the backlash issues that could be if Tessa has any type of run within the company. I also floated this idea out to a few people in the wrestling world and got pushback from it. This idea was, have Tessa win the Impact World title by any means necessary and turn what should be an amazing underdog story and make Tessa the number one villain in Impact both on and off camera. Have Impact complete the story and just own the decision and her history. I felt this story was massive, and with more independent wrestling companies doing intergender wrestling, Tessa Blanchard on the day before she could be the men's world champion, breaking down a barrier in pro wrestling and Impact could be a test case for Charlotte Flair or Becky Lynch, not only challenging for a men's world championship, but doing it on the WrestleMania stage. We all know WWF, WWE has been stealing ideas for a long time. In my opinion, it would take massive stones for Impact to put the Men's World Championship on Tessa Blanchard on Sunday night. It would complete the story and it would make history. I bet Impact does it and worries about any of the fallout on a later date. Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.